Wait, are you recording already?
Yeah, it's already recording.
Oh my God.
So, hello everyone. After a few shenanigans and after a couple months of winter break, we are back. So yes, we are Local Ambition. You're here with your hosts. I'm Melissa.
I'm Amara.
And like we said, we're back after a hopefully restful winter break, which was not long enough for me.
I know, it wasn't long enough for me either.
It's never long enough. It's just like, I felt it was just like 4 or 5 weeks and it was like, okay, back to school. And it was like,
Especially when you're in your hometown.
Oh yeah. I love doing it at home. I love doing nothing all day. It's exactly what I needed, but I did miss the studio. I was like, wait, cause it's going to look good. Cause like they renew it and everything. I was like, it's going to look good.
I know. We're still waiting for our names though.
We are waiting for our names. So if I don't see Melissa and the name Amara up in this walls, I don't know, I'm gonna have to sue someone. I just don't know who, but best and believe there is someone to sue. But anyways, enough of the post-recording shenanigans, because like I'm not able to read the monitor, but let's say it was like 3 minutes of just joking around.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
Are gonna get deleted because it was before the intro. So let's talk about something that's going to be not controversial, but probably expected.
Yeah.
If we're talking about local artists. So we have talked about the app before. It is a huge thing.
I feel like we talk about it all the time.
every
and it's
episode,
always like shady and like.
Every episode mentions it. We always make fun of it. It's a huge thing nonetheless. And it has the same name as a Kesha song. And that is TikTok. And honestly, yay. I'm so proud that I was able to put Kesha into this.
True.
So.
I was like a big fan of her.
Me too.
There's like a secret side of me that just like only listens to like mid-2000s pop music.
Oh, I have this playlist with my friends that it's only like Y2K songs.
Same,
and it's like,
same.
Wait, this is when I was actually happy. Life was good. But we're not talking about Y2K. We're talking about TikTok. So we may throw shade at it. We may make fun of it. But whether we like it or not, it has become a huge part of the music industry. Just look at the Grammys and who was nominated for Best Song of the Year.
I honestly feel like it's kind of like replaced radio in a way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I feel that the app has now said, okay, this is going to be the next big song and the radio follows it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, that was loud. That was loud. But yeah, like it has dictated who becomes famous as an artist, what songs are going to become famous, and just what kind of music is going to be made from now on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like more than just saying, oh, this is going to be the next big thing. It's also how people discover music, regardless of whether it's going to be like this huge boom or just like this niche little something. It's just how people discover music, how musicians are discovered. And like I said, the reason why music is just constantly changing and why old music may be coming back, which I'm not going to
cool.
Like,
I like it,
it's
it.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. But it's not what I expected. But it's like, OK, cool. Because like it's songs that probably didn't blow up at their time. And now they are. So it's like, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it's like these old artists and they suddenly get like a million followers and you're like, whoa, like what happened? I remember that happened with like Duster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like they were like a small band before. Then they got on TikTok and now they have like millions of monthly listeners.
Oh, yeah. And then like with Stranger Things, just using Running Up That Hill.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
There was a point in TikTok on Instagram. And I have to say Instagram because at this point it's trying to be the new TikTok.
Yeah. They like copy each other.
Every social
like, they're
media
both
copies
trying to,
each
like,
other.
Take each other's features. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But like at one point, your For You page is going to have at least 5 versions of Running Up That Hill. And it was also going to be on the radio.
Yeah.
But like, all in all, we can see how it's a promotional tool. So let's get right into it. So TikTok, do you use it?
I do. I think it's the app I have like the most hours on. Like
right,
if you check your screen time, yeah. I don't know. My algorithm's just really good. And so I find it really addictive.
Oh, my. The algorithm is so crazy. Yeah. Last time on Musical La Mesa, I did tell you, I don't think it's my biggest app. Well, it's not yet, but I am using it more because I recently downloaded it like a couple weeks ago. And I was like, this algorithm isn't doing it for me. And then all of a sudden it was like, you were from TJ, right? And I was like, wait, this. Mm-mm. And then like, it just kept getting nicher and nicher. Mm-hmm. And it was
like in the beginning, it's like really broad and you're seeing like horrible, like childish TikToks. And you're like, oh, this app is awful. But then like suddenly like it pulls out like your secrets and stuff.
It pulls out your secrets.
And then you get like addicted to it.
It has
pulled
out things that I didn't even know about myself.
Yeah, I was
it's
like, oh my God.
Whoops.
I've heard people say that they like found out that they were like gay by like their algorithm.
Oh.
Like they were like, I don't know, like they were just getting a lot of like stuff that spoke to them, like, I guess.
The LGBT.
Yeah.
The LGBT, no, LGBTQ. Whatever, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
Like the whole hi gay. That was so funny. Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah. Look, I feel like that's like one of their best, like the best aspects of TikTok.
Oh, I yeah. guess. The algorithm is just gonna find out each and every part of you, including mm-hmm. your music tastes. But like again, it is a promotional tool at the end of the day. People, well, not people, but musicians like to use it to like promote their craft. And it's always like, have you ever wondered what would happen if this song is mixed with this song? And
oh my gosh, yes. Sometimes like the mixes are really good.
Oh, sometimes the mixes are good. They're mm-hmm. like, okay, let me pop off. But then sometimes it's just like awful. But
also, I feel like a lot of those people, they add like anime, like songs to it.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Yes, I remember watching people saying like, oh, how would it be if this song wasn't Japanese? Mm-hmm. I think the last one I saw it was Kill Bill
in Japanese. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that we've seen like songs that are not English that also become famous. Mm-hmm. For example, I think there was like this Japanese song, I don't remember the name, but it became popular for a while. Then it was like that Ukrainian song.
Which one?
I don't know.
Actually, I've seen a lot of like, I guess like Ukrainian, like just like that area of the world, like blow up on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what song it was. Like there's a lot of like post-punk that blows up on TikTok, mm-hmm. like Russian post-punk.
Yeah. And that's my point. Like it's not just one type of genre. It's not like the songs you would normally hear on the top 40 radio stations. It's mm-hmm. actually pretty
Yeah, that's true.
Diverse.
That's actually a really good point. It's a lot more broad than like what you would have heard on radio.
Yeah, like both on genre and language. And it's like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
this is cool. But let's get into like the heart of it. So if it is a promotional tool, how have we seen TikTok being promoting music or musicians using TikTok to promote their music?
Well, I added like dances to it because that's just like mostly what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like people just like intentionally trying to get like a dance going for one of their songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember like that Drake song where it was like he was like put your like right foot or something. I was like, dude, like we can obviously tell that you're trying to get this to be like a TikTok
you
dance.
Can yeah, and that's actually a point later on. Mm-hmm. Like a few musicians are like, okay, this app is getting huge, let me do a song specifically made from it. And that's actually a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's like actual people that are like, I like the song, let me do like a little choreograph for that.
Yeah. I feel like people can tell when you're like trying too hard, and then like those songs like never really blow up into like a dancer.
Yeah, for example, like Woman by Doja Cat, that one became big. And honestly, like that dance was really fun. I liked it and it was so pretty. I liked it.
Remember when Streets had like that challenge? When it was like the red the red background, and then there's like people's like silhouettes of their bodies and they'd just like be standing there when this like the bass drops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. TikTok loves to be using those kind of musics mm-hmm. to amp up the bass and just like drop it.
It's cool how she like incorporated that into like her music video.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, dances is definitely a big one. And there's always like not always, but there's also like people who have become famous by doing those dances. Dixie D'Amelio, Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah.
<Doing some rain. clears throat> Sorry. And I added music challenges, but I feel it's not as big as dances because
what type of challenges?
Not necessarily challenges, but I feel that people are like popcorn duets.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've seen those. We're singing this song. This is your note. This is Blue is your lyric. Sing with me. So it's not necessarily a challenge, but more like duets.
Whenever I see those, like people aren't taking them seriously though.
Oh.
like they're just like singing random stuff in reply.
Yeah. Really? I've seen more people like taking it seriously, but maybe that's just my side.
Yeah,
it's really my side of TikTok.
I don't sing, so like I only see like
true.
Yeah.
True. It's really because of that, man. But yeah, popcorn duets, dances, the what if introductions that I already said that it was like, what if there was this song that talked about, like, I don't know, mommy issues or something? And it's always like, and then they play like a snippet of the song.
I'm getting like flashbacks to that one guy. I can't even remember his name.
But
like,
what
he just
do?
Made those, and like, he just made like this super like generic music after having those introductions.
No. But then.
But yeah.
Yeah, there was like the what if introductions. I think it's not only the what if like blank was this song. I feel that. It's also the, I went to whatever experience and I wanted to make a song about it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they put
yeah.
it and it's like, cool. And then there's also another one that I've seen that they go into detail to the like the events of the song. I mm-hmm. saw about this one girl that talked about like how she went out with this guy who seemed like a puppy energy, like, you know, very lovable and Sarah. But in reality, he was just an F-boy.
Ugh.
And she went into detail about the story piece by piece, picture by picture. And then she said, and that's why I wrote this song, which is the one you've been listening to the background this whole time. And I was like, wait.
Wow. Plot
that's
twist.
That's genius.
Was the song good?
Oh, the song was definitely good. I have it added on my Spotify Explore and Enjoy playlist.
Oh, that's good.
So she knew what had to be done. Like, she gave me the story, she gave me a plot line, she gave me evidence, and then she said, plot twist, you've been listening to my song this whole
Yeah, that's actually a really
minutes.
Good way to market your music.
But then we also have to talk about the the other part that's not so serious. The memes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm blanking out so hard.
Yeah, I'm trying
to
think about like a song that was used as a meme.
Oh man, this is hard, but like you guys know what I'm talking about. Like they like this one little snippet that you can also tell whether or not it was written for TikTok. that they used it for memes. I think it was a Rihanna song that it goes like, I don't know how to talk to you. And people kind of used it to.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one meme I remember. Then, why am I blanking so hard?
Me too. Like most of the memes I see, they're just like random songs. And then they just like add like sound effects to it.
Yeah. Let's picture it as the Never Gonna Give You Up, but more synthesized version of it. And probably trendy because probably in 2 weeks, it's probably move on to the mm-hmm. next meme.
They move so fast,
but I know a lot of people... I feel that the bad thing about using it for like a humorous context, people just kind of attach it off as the... Cross it off as the, oh, that's that one
TikTok
meme
song. Yeah, it
ruins
your song.
And it's like, wait. Sometimes it's like pretty cool because like the memes are like... I don't know, paint like the bass drop or like whatever changed in the song. And it's like, oh, this powerful moment.
Uh-huh.
And that's good. But then if it's like
other times, it's just like your lyrics. And then like it's people like, I don't know, like just making weird memes to your lyrics. And it's like, OK.
Yeah. And it's like, OK, well, but it went viral.
Yeah.
Maybe like 5 out of 100 millions of people were like, actually, I like this song, not the meme. But like, you know, then there's
like
the
pros and cons.
Yeah. There's to each of them. But like the memes, it's like I feel the one that's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the transitions, which is the one you mentioned about Streets with Doja.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
But I feel that they're used for thirst traps.
Yeah. That's
more
true.
Than anything.
Most of the time, they are just thirst traps. Like, my For You page is just like people doing makeup and stuff. So it's not like that bad.
Cute.
But like, ugh. It depends on like the person's page.
I've seen there's this one girl on YouTube. I love her videos. And she did like watching TikTok thirst traps because mm-hmm. we're bored. Obviously, there's some things that I cannot unsee because a lot of them were awful. They were trying too hard, but like a lot of the songs had like the basic formula, like some kind of sexy vibe, and then it went like lower, and then the like, bass dropped, and then it's like, I don't know, the person looks into the camera or something, and now they're like a completely changed person.
And they're like squinting into it. And
not the squinting. Sometimes they also do like the hands, where they kind of go weird. Sometimes they go for the next, and it's like, you're into that stuff, babe?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, but I think like if you want to have like a song that's used for transitions, you have to have like the bass drop.
Yeah.
I can't think of like any examples where they didn't have that humongous drop.
Mm-mm. And then the last one we have here, which now that I think about it, we should put like an example for each of these.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's okay. Then we have the oversharing on TikTok. So it's basically using a song because of the vibes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then you just like put that
and then you
wall
just
of
put
text.
The text.
Oh my God.
And the one I remember the most, it was Mastermind by Taylor Swift, in mm-hmm. which everybody was like using the song to say the ways that they not manipulated, but worked their way into having a relationship with the person they wanted.
Okay, yeah.
I think one I can like see happening. It was like, oh, like I used to like this guy. He used to be the roommate of my blah, blah, blah. And I would leave my ring or whatever, like living things purposely so they can start talking. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's the kind of context for Mastermind. But I know like there's 100 other songs that they're using for oversharing. I guess it really just depends on the category of the oversharing.
Yeah. I feel like it just depends on the vibe of the song.
Mm-hmm. That too. Because like I've seen like songs that they're instrumental and they're just like very vibes not necessarily lo-fi, but they just kind of go with the vibes. And mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know, like maybe like a very intimate piece. Mm-hmm. And people are like probably sharing the biggest drama. And it's like, whoa.
Honestly, I don't like seeing that stuff sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like it depends on what it is.
Fair.
Like sometimes I just don't want to see like that much like traumatic content on my my For You page.
Oh, man. I do.
Is that what you post?
It's no, it's not what I post, but mm-hmm. I feel it's entertaining. And if the person uploaded it, then I have their consent consume that content. But like, I feel that it's the comments are out of pocket because they either share their own experiences about like the same category, or they just completely roast the person. They're like, girl, he's not that deep. And it's like, wait. And the person is like, I went to therapy for 4 years. And the person, girl, he's not that deep.
Oh,
whatever.
My God.
It's like,
I feel like people are just like their worst selves on TikTok sometimes. Oh. In the comments, at least.
That's Reddit. Hold up a second. That's Reddit. Now that I think about it. I was going to say about like, oh, the fact that you're like anonymous on TikTok if you have like that kind of account.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
But like Reddit is where you can actually be completely 100%
anonymous. Yeah, that's true, because like most people are anonymous on there.
The, I don't know if I can say a word. Whatever.
Which one? What are you talking
about? We're gonna bleep it. We're gonna bleep it because I don't think we can, but MID sections on Reddit, the comments are weird and sometimes the stories themselves are, but Reddit is Reddit and we're talking about TikTok and let's get back on it. So yeah, like there's way too many ways to use TikTok as a marketing tool, as a promotions tool. Sometimes it may be good, like the dances, the music challenges.
Yeah, it's just a really good way to blow up, like, quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I feel that the what if introductions are, like, a hit or miss, because sometimes you can go, like, what if, like, I read about a heartbreak, but it's gay? And it may work. It may work because, like, you know, LGBTQ+.
Yeah.
But, like, other times it's just, like, I don't know, pretty generic, like you said.
Like, Charlie Puth, I think that's his name.
Oh, really?
He does a lot of videos like that, I think.
Ooh, the truth comes out. I didn't know. He doesn't really pop off in my For You page, but I'll look into that now.
I usually see people like reacting to his stuff.
Yeah. And then there's also the same things you can do from Tumblr, which is like doing the edits mm-hmm. of the musician.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And that also helps them blow up. But it's just like, I feel that.
I've seen a lot of good edits on there.
Oh, TikTok, ever since that Timothy Chalamet edit mm-hmm. with Playdate, it changed the way people edited things. It changed a whole generation of edits. Everybody knew what they had to do.
Yeah.
Fast, then slow, and then I don't know what else. Maybe the glitter or whatever, a filter. But like, I feel that, I don't know, promoting like a song rather than the musician can be like faster because it's mm-hmm. like,
it's definitely faster.
It's not a getaway drug, but it's a getaway song. So it's like a stepping stone. You can kind of get it from there. But we said that TikTok can also like be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's mainly because it changes a lot of things. So number one, the first one we have added, it's artist fatigue. So obviously, once you start doing TikTok and you're like, you know what? This is going to be my marketing promotional tool. You're not only a musician, then you also become your community manager, your content creator. And I think we talked about it in the nepotism episode.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah.
Where if you don't really have those connections, then you're gonna end up doing all of those things by yourself. And obviously it's gonna be like, when is the time for my creative process, for my craft, et cetera, et cetera? Because then you have to be doing TikToks about like, I don't know, dancing to some song.
Yeah. So and you if can, you're like yeah. yeah, sorry. If you're no, like no. a local artist though, I feel like that's like one of the main ways that they wanna advertise because they don't have as many avenues to advertise like mainstream artists do.
No, yeah, yeah. And I feel that you may have to latch onto someone else's music.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily like another artist, but like mainstream artists so that you can get more favoritism from the algorithm and just
pop
out. Yeah, because
like you can't
else.
Just put like your own music because the algorithm, it usually like promotes songs that are already pretty big on there.
No, and then you have to use like hashtags. Yeah. So I know that some people don't really care about them. So they just be putting like the weirdest hashtags and something that doesn't even have to do anything with the content, but okay.
It like ruins the vibe of your video though. Oh my God, makes you look desperate.
Just click it in the description because you want to see like finish reading the caption and it has like 20,000 tags and it's like, wait, oh, cancer awareness. Where are you here? And it's like, I don't know, a music challenge, a dance to Woman by Doja Cat. It's like, what does A have to do with B? But like, like you have to practically fight a machine to get attention from others, to get your music out there, to get your name out there. Because obviously,
because like you don't have that following already. You can't just like post something for your followers, be like, hey, I just dropped this. Like you're trying to advertise to like random people who don't know who you are. You have
to advertise to both your followers and random people. And obviously like your name as an artist, as a hashtag, it's probably not that used.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn, I have to be doing like this other thing. So you have to become a content creator. And yeah, I have it written down here that you have like that, you need to have that strong social media presence and again, become a content creator in addition to the 1 million things you already are as a local artist.
Also, I just feel like not everyone has like the personality to like, I guess, to make content. So like, I feel like not everyone should be pressured to do that.
No, yeah, absolutely. Because like, again, not everyone, it's like, I don't want to say naturally, but no, yeah, let's go with naturally. Not everyone is like a natural entertainer in that way. Because
like, there's different types of entertainers. That,
For example, like let's go with my professors. I have I had two professors that were married, and somebody asked them, "Oh, you're married to Czech, who's like very energetic. She's gonna do anything to get your attention so that you pay attention." And her husband, it's not that. He lectures like almost like podium conference style,
and
he
was like, very, we just
She's very unconventional and he's very conventional. Yeah, and he was like, we like the stage in different ways. And I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Oh,
that's such a cute way to phrase
it. Yeah. And that's kind of like what your point. Not everybody's an entertainer in that way. Not everyone is energetic. And there's like a lot of TikToks that will prove my point that TikTok will favor anything that's chaotic.
Yeah, like you have to be like this bright, like constantly moving person to get like attention on that. Like those those videos where it's like 10 different things going on, like ASMR, like Family Guy. Like I feel like that's like the type of vibe you need to have as a content creator to get like a lot of followers.
Yeah, you have to be constantly high energy, and not everyone is that. And I say that as myself, I'm not that high energy all the time.
Honestly, I feel like you're kind of like in between.
I am in between, but obviously, like I need my downtime, and between like being a musician, which already being on stage to perform, you need high energy. Now I have to keep that energy for a platform.
I know you have to keep that energy for like your phone, like
And it's like, oh no,
it's not what like people signed up for.
Yeah. And that's where the artist fatigue terms comes in. It's like, damn, I have to do this other thing. And then you're like too tired to basically do the reason why you're doing thing B in the first place. So, and you also lose like the time and energy to just do your work, work on your craft. And that's sucks.
That's why I think like having a social media manager would be nice.
Oh yeah. That's where communication majors come in. Hello. You can contact me at Mel Flowers, please. I need a job. I'm graduating. I need a job, please.
So true.
But yeah, it's basically keeping up with the viral trends that are going on at the moment. And it's just like, and maybe like, I feel that can be like an alter con, because then I feel that you absorb a lot of the platform. And maybe you start to lose a bit of your creative process that's your original, or not original, but authentic to you.
Yeah.
And the platform becomes like embedded in your process. And it's like, damn, I'm actually writing songs not to portray what I want to portray, but just because I'm writing a song for a platform.
Yeah.
Like Drake.
I think that like leads into like one of your like topics you put down, like further down.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know which one is which one was
just like
authenticity.
Yeah, but like having to make like songs for TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. And then the other one you added, I'll let you go on and take the lead on this one.
Oh, I added that like your fan base changes a lot. And I think like the way I mostly see that is just like with your fans skewing younger, then also just having like less dedicated fans than you might have had before. Like fans who more like, I guess, like authentically discovered you versus discovering someone on TikTok.
Yeah, and I feel that the fact that TikTok, it's just kind of like shortening our attention span. Maybe people can just be like, yeah, I used to like this artist, but now I like this one. Instead of like, I like this one and I like this one. It's just like keeping up with whatever it's trendy. And like you said, like the fact that people are getting like younger to get into social media, especially TikTok.
Oh, that's so sad to me.
Yeah. It's like, maybe it's the Tumblr effect all over again. They're getting,
what's the Tumblr effect?
They're getting exposed to topics that they don't even comprehend. Yeah. The Melanie Martinez, the Maran, Marina and the Diamonds, the Lana del Rey.
She changed my life.
She changed something in your brain happened and it never became chemistry. The same. Bro, like, what is
I honestly feel like she did, like, not even, like, ironically.
I mean, she came out, she said, we were born to die and a whole generation became depressed. But that's kind of like the same things that are happening with TikTok. So let's talk about, like, one of those artists, Mitski. Mitski talks about, like, such profound topics, and I cannot listen to A Burning Hill without crying because I'm like, damn, she wrote this for me. But like,
now it's like a personality trait to listen to her now. It's not even like her as an artist anymore.
Yeah. And I feel rather than something new, it's just something that evolved. It just changed platforms. It went from Tumblr to TikTok and we saw it. It's just that, I mean, obviously there was like 11-year-olds on Tumblr. True. But now on TikTok, it's just like, the short attention span, it's more of a trend rather than an art now. And then like, yeah, after getting the whole attention on TikTok, they just get branded the whole, oh, they're a TikTok artist. Yeah. And it's like, no, they're not.
And then suddenly your music isn't taken seriously anymore. And then your shows are a mess. Oh my God.
The Steve Lacy one. We talked about this when we were doing at the live studio. It was like, just going to a concert for a 15-second bridge and then stop singing, the disrespect. Like,
yeah, then the rest of your show, no one's engaged. Like, no one's dancing. No one's singing along. Like, obviously, that's going to have an effect on artists.
There's probably just, like, standing around with the phones.
Yeah.
And not even recording the show horizontally. No, vertically. Oh, so it's perfect for TikTok.
That's true.
No, every time I go to a concert, I do record it. But it's always horizontal because it's like, I want to look at the stage. I want to look at where they go. And you can tell, like, when it's for TikTok or Instagram stories again.
Yeah, because it's vertical.
it's vertical. And it's like, no, don't do that. What about the craft? When Steve Lacy said, why you'll stop singing? It's like, no, sorry, man.
I remember someone said, like, can you say hi to my mom? And he was like, no. And then he started singing. Like, you could just tell that he wasn't having a good time.
He wasn't having a good time, but that was...
Like, I understand it, honestly.
No, I understand, because obviously, like, getting branded a TikTok artist, not a lot of people are going to take you seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, record labels are probably going to want to jump in the momentum and be like, hey, we're going to cut you a deal, and it works. Sure, and if it works, it works, but if it doesn't, then it's just, like, downhill from there. It's just, like, you're not taken seriously. Maybe you're not, like, what the algorithm is wanting to favor anymore, so you just start fading to the background. And like you said, you have like a less dedicated fan base because, again, you're keeping up with whatever it's trendy and you only know what song or the 15 seconds of one song.
Yeah, like 30 seconds of your song can like blow up on there. Then like people listen to the rest of the song. They don't really like it. But then they'll still like, I don't know. They'll still like say that they're your fan, even though they're not.
Oh, yeah. They'll be like, I'm such a fan of whatever artist. And it's like, what songs do you know? Oh, I know the song that goes like, and it's literally that TikTok 15 second piece. And it's like, girl, don't be saying that. What do you mean with larger audiences? I'm reading this.
What do you mean? Oh, no, that was like not necessarily a bad thing. I just mean like once you go on TikTok, like your audience like just grows a lot larger.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously like, change like your fan base changing is not necessarily a bad thing. For example, let's look at Doja Cat, who managed to escape the curse of like being labeled as a TikTok artist.
Was it like 2020 when she was just doing like back-to-back hits? Like that was crazy. Yeah,
it was during the lockdown. She came out with Say So
for her during that time,
and TikTok blew up. She blew up, and she was forced to obviously sing the song back-to-back everywhere. And I think there's this one video where she kind of like starts doing the TikTok dance.
Yeah.
And she looks dead in the eyes because it's like she's been doing this from 2020 and it's 2022. Poor girl. Give her a compensation.
She has like a very like online personality.
But yeah.
Same with Lil Nas X.
Yeah. Oh, they are very present online and they're actually able to just have that social media presence like very strong. Like keeping up with the trends.
It's easier for people like that than like other artists, I think.
And I feel it's because like, because they were able to have like their name made it to stardom, it can actually be a hobby for them.
Oh yeah, not serious for them.
Yeah, that's not as serious. So that's why I remember this was this one TikTok with Doja where she did like a stitch. It was a guy saying, "Women don't have hobbies. Like, if you're a woman, what hobbies do you have?" And she was like, "That's a great question. I like eating, being on my phone and walk in. And I was like, wait.
I think I saw that clip.
Yeah, because they can take it. Yeah, me. They can take it less seriously. Mm-hmm. Especially Lil Nas X. I remember when he was promoting his second album, he was pregnant. Like, he literally came out with like a prosthetic to be pregnant, and he like uploaded a video of the birth of the album. That was pretty funny.
He used to be like a Nicki Minaj stan account,
and that explains it all. And that explains
like
it all.
Before he was popular. No, oh yeah. Oh my gosh. I know so many people like that. Like, they were just like these like anonymous like fan accounts. I think they're called like stan accounts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before they blew up. Oh my God.
Yeah. And.
But like, yeah, I feel like you can see that in his personality now.
Yeah. And it's like when you manage to escape the, oh, they're just a TikTok artist, and you actually make it bigger and you're able to be taken seriously. People are actually nominating you for Grammys, et cetera. Like, all these kinds of awards, you're able to have larger audiences, even though you came out from like TikTok, yeah. Which it's kind of weird that it doesn't really happen with everybody. But again, it's just in terms of the algorithm.
Yeah.
So we talked about the promotional stuff. We talk about like the implications of it. Let's go into like how it has changed music itself, because it has changed it.
That's true.
And you, again, we've said it like 3 times, maybe 4 times now, that you can tell when a song was written specifically for TikTok, whether they want their lyrics memed or they want their music danced, mm-hmm. You can tell it. Like, what was that Drake example? Because I haven't even heard that song.
I don't keep up with him enough, even though he's like super big. It was like this dance song. I can't remember. He was just basically telling you like different steps to do. I think it was like something shuffle. I can't remember why, like the name.
No, that's awful.
But that yeah. Oh, no, it was like the 2C slide. That's the song I was thinking of. Like, he even named it like with like the goal of having it become a dance.
No. Yeah. And I feel that kind of kills the art of it, because it's like you're doing it for promotion, which promotion means more people, and more people mean more money. So mm-hmm. It's like you're just doing it for the money at this point. It's not like obviously like some TikTok artists, quote unquote, are famous on TikTok, but they're still managed to like be authentic to their craft, do whatever they want to do. And then there's others that they're like, you know what? The algorithm actually helped me. Let me see if it does it again. And they do it specifically for TikTok.
Yeah, but I understand why like big artists do that. Like Drake, he has millions of listeners already. So
doesn't
I don't
it
get
mean
why.
Because Drake kind of fell off.
Okay, but he's like, I don't know if he fell off, but he's like, I feel like he's established enough to not have to do that. True. Like that's like, I don't want to say like Beyonce before people like attack me, but like just like someone who's already established, I don't get why they would like go do that. It's like when like Pepsi like makes ads, like you don't need to advertise your drink. You're already a staple. So I don't know.
I mean, that's a whole different point with Pepsi. But
but yeah, I'm just saying like I get it with smaller artists, but I feel like I just have less like empathy for bigger artists who like just make cringy TikTok songs.
Yeah, you actually said something here that it's like attempting to make your music more TikTok friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so different for like what friendly kind of implies, because for us, like obviously we're going to think, oh, kid friendly, like yeah. No curse words. Mm-hmm. No, TikTok friendly. It's probably like take a nursery rhyme and add like a curse word in the middle of it. A, B, C, D, F, U. Then we have like twinkle, twinkle, little B, because I cannot say that word. Like, that's not original.
They're not original. Where are you taking it? I also said that it's like just like shorter songs in general, like less experimentation than like just like more upbeat, like anything that'll catch your attention.
No, yeah, absolutely. Because like I was looking over for songs for the live show, and a lot of them were like four minutes. And I was like, wow, I haven't seen these songs in a long time, because TikTok songs are now like 2 minutes.
Yeah, like,
and it's like, what? And somebody did a TikTok about it. They said, like, you managed to find the most amazing song ever, but it only lasts like 1 minute with 30 seconds. And it's like, wait, because why are you doing that? I understand that some songs you're like, okay, this is as far as it can go. If I like get longer, it's probably gonna suck. So I get it. That
also, I don't know if that has to do with like streaming platforms too.
What?
like for like Spotify and stuff, like the more listens you get, like the more revenue you might get.
I don't know
if that's why people are also like making shorter songs. It might not just be like purely because of TikTok.
There could be other factors, yeah. But like again, because like TikTok has like shortened our attention span, a lot of people might feel that 5 minutes for a song, it's like, what? It's like that one, yeah. TikTok audio that's like, oh, what you're listening to, oh, it's this one song for this person, it's 5 minutes and There's more? I remember that one. I was like, wait. And it's so true because now I feel like a 3-minute song, it's like long. When it's not, it's actually like average. So it's like, no, give me back to my 5-minute songs. Yeah. And yeah, like you mentioned, simpler song structures. Again, a nursery rhyme and a curse word. And apparently that can get you a Grammy nomination.
Also, yeah, I said like more straightforward lyrics. Like you don't have like time for like metaphors and stuff on TikTok. No, you do. On TikTok, people need to have something to act out on there. So you can't like
act out. You're right. Yeah. Oh my God. When they use the songs for an acting challenge. Wait.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
No, that's so true. That's so true. I don't like straightforward lyrics like a lot because I know they're being used like more. Mm-hmm. But like I like the metaphors because it paints a picture and it gets you to the moment and it's like, wait, I'm in the song. And when it's like simpler, it's like you're telling me a story rather than showing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like it needs more. And like you said, yeah, like less authenticity and experimentation because you want to fit in with the algorithm. And it's like the
like when you're more authentic, sometimes that means like a smaller amount of people will like understand or like relate to your content, which you can't really do on TikTok.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that was Mitski before TikTok. Mm-hmm. Is like her music was very niche. The funny thing about her is that she has both long songs and short songs. Yeah. She has like 7-minute songs. She has like 130 songs, etc. But they're like very metaphorical. They're very showing a story. Mm-hmm. And I think she blew up with Washing Machine Heart and Nobody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, my computer kind of went off. And I don't know why those blew up. I mean, obviously I know why, because they're catchy. But that's still authentic. And she still continues to experiment after that album, the next album from those songs. But like after that, I feel that with other artists, I think that especially those that are trying to, I don't even know what I'm saying at this point. But I feel saying? That with the artists like Drake that are trying to fit in, it's just like, again, I'm just fitting with the algorithm. Is the couch comfortable?
Yeah, it's perfect, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah. Also, like, I know we were talking about this earlier, but like, she has like adult themes in her songs, but now her audience is a lot younger. So I feel like that's probably odd for her to experience.
The Tumblr effect.
Yeah.
Again, the Tumblr effect. They're gonna grow up and they're gonna be like, I don't know.
Like she ruined my life.
She ruined my life. I'm depressed now. Yeah. Like, I remember there was this joke about like, oh, you listen to Mitski? Damn, what's your trauma?
It's that's like, crazy. Oh,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's the same effect with Marina and the Diamonds, Melanie Martinez, which she's coming out with a new album.
Didn't she say she was going to stop like performing crybaby songs?
I think so. Because yeah. I think that the next premise of her album, it's basically that crybaby, the character died.
Oh.
So it's okay. Like, ah! Yeah. It's like new music. Hey, I'm happy about it. New music is new music. But let's get into our last point. So like you said, there is simpler song structures, a more upbeat, straightforward lyrics, etc. And according to Jumpstart, like this website, it says that there is a formula for a song to become popular in TikTok. Wow. Memorable punchline-y lyrics that can be quoted or danceable, which is basically what we've been talking about this whole time, and how you get ABCDFU to the Grammys. Because somebody explained to me, how did that song get nominated for Song of the Year?
I don't know.
I don't remember anything about the song other than the chorus.
Is it literally just based off of like popularity?
Like
how do songs get nominated on
the
there?
Grammys? Oh
yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I know how they're voted on, which is there's like 5 members and they just are like this song because blah blah blah. We'll talk about the Grammys later. Because I have a personal bone to pick with them. Because Bad Bunny didn't want Artist of the Album of the Year.
Who won?
Harry Styles. Harry Styles.
Okay.
A lot of people were like, oh, either Beyonce or Bad Bunny.
Are you a Harry Styles fan?
I like his music, but I'm not like a stan. Mm. It's not on my on repeat playlist.
Okay.
But yeah, do you listen to him?
No.
There you go.
I only see people like criticizing his outfits.
Okay, now that's another thing.
Okay.
Live and let live, period. I don't care about his outfits. They're pretty cool sometimes. Other times they're a disaster. We all seen that green jumper with the polka dot black and white leggings. That one was a choice. I'll show you the picture later.
I think I've seen it before.
It's just type in Harry Styles.
Is it like the one that people like meme sometimes?
I don't know. But like, but yeah. What were we saying? Oh yeah. Okay. So yeah. So
we were talking about the Grammys.
Yeah. ABCDFU got to the Grammys because he got so popular on TikTok, and probably they said, let's give it a chance because it wasn't going to win. It was up there with Bad Bunny. It was up there with Beyonce. It was up there with Harry Styles, Adele, Lizzo. It was not going to win, girl. I'm sorry to say that. I'm so sorry to say that. But like, let's get a little bit reflected on this. Is this formula actually good for artists? Thoughts?
No.
Explain.
Unless you're like a pop artist, I guess, then it's probably helpful to have something to like, I guess, keep in mind when you make your music. But I feel like for everyone else, I don't think that they should follow the formula.
Yeah, because like, again, we have like the downsides of like being memeable or being like danceable. That's all the label you're going to get. And it's like, you deserve more than that. To just remember that one TikTok song, that one TikTok artist. And I feel that following the formula at first is good if you want to get the ropes of songwriting, if you're still not found your own style.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to find like the type of writing, the type of music that you like, that you want to make. But I feel that just following it for the sake of following it, you're just going to get lost in the sea of other artists that are probably doing the same.
Like at best, you'll be like a one hit wonder. And I'm pretty sure like that's not what most artists want.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that that door is opening and closing too much.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
If you guys just want to listen, you should just wait until Saturday.
Okay. Fans.
They're like fans, going, you know, crazy. Maybe we're the artists now. Wow.
So true.
But there was a formula to getting in the radio. It was probably like, what the heck? It was like verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, period.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, rather than like a structure, it's now like, not necessarily a formula, but like the things that you need to get. And I feel that songs before, it was just like formula in terms of structure, and now it's formula in terms of content.
I wonder how like songwriters feel about it. Like, you know how there's like songwriters who write like songs for like several different artists?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they're like into like having a new formula or not.
I don't think so. Let's say, for example, Taylor Swift, she has like other writers, mm-hmm. and obviously they don't follow that formula of like having that that memorable or that punchy lyrics that can be danceable. Like, for example, like, yes, you can dance to Bejeweled, you can dance to Karma, but it's not something that you're going to necessarily remember it as a quotable or danceable thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that she still has it that, oh, I'm doing it for the craft kind
That's
of thing.
True, yeah.
And the same for Beyonce. Because, like, I don't remember seeing her songs being taken on TikTok.
Yeah, I don't think she's done that at
as
all.
A meme or something to dance for. If people dance to it, it was an actual dance, like actual choreographed professionally, and it's like pop off, you go. I'm trying to remember what other artists, but I think that at least big name artists don't follow that, except Drake.
Yeah,
but
I think like Meg Thee Stallion did too, but I don't know. She's not as big as like those other artists.
She's big, but like I feel that she's starting to get bigger.
Yeah, she's still in the process of growing her audience.
I mean, I will say she has grown out of the TikTok label,
mm-hmm.
but she is still not like at the same footsteps as Doja Cat or Lil Nas X.
Not at all.
But obviously, like, she has made great songs, like Sweetest Pie. I like it. That one was good. And it was also a great lip sync on RuPaul's Drag Race. If you watch that, it's amazing.
Don't watch that.
It's good. You guys should watch it. But yeah, that is the TikTokification of music. I like that title.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Do you feel like your music taste has changed a lot because of TikTok or?
Because I just downloaded TikTok like a couple weeks ago. I'm just going to go off on Instagram and other social media. I don't think so. I don't think it has changed very much. For example, like Mitski, I knew her because of a couple of friends,
mm-hmm.
but I started with the TikTok song, which was Washing Machine Heart. But then I move on into the more niche songs, the mm-hmm. more older ones. But after that, I do write on like artists that become big on TikTok. Like Tyler, the Creator, I know he became big on TikTok for some reason. I don't know why. Like, no shade. This is no shade. But I'm like,
It's low-key shady.
But I'm like, I don't know why he blew up as if it was like trendy. Man, whatever I'm going to say, it's just going to sound bad. But like that, the connotation, period, whatever.
Yeah.
But I like to write them off and then just to like hear their music and be like, okay, this is actually something I like or not. But it's not like, obviously my music taste is not just only TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Do you think it has changed you?
Not really, but I feel like I found good artists on there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of my point.
I just think like there's pros and cons.
Yeah. And I know that we said that a lot of genres, a lot of languages are going to get popular, but I feel that the ones that get bigger, it's always like alternative or pop.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's no jazz on there, but that makes sense though.
No.
Like I don't think like more experimental genres will ever really grow on there.
No, because I feel that those are like very niche, mm-hmm. and the whole point of an algorithm, it's like, oh, what people are going to want to see the most. And by the most, we mean what is the most kind of people, most number of people that are going to want to see this thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever done like any of those TikTok challenges?
No.
Do you know anyone who has ever done any of those TikTok challenges?
No, I don't.
Really? I do. I do. I mean, like.
Which challenges do they do?
They actually not challenges, but they do like the trends on TikTok. I have a friend who is trying to make it out as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And she has done like a couple of trends that are like, oh, I think I'm wondering if I would look good with long hair because she has short hair. And then she shows a picture of her girlfriend with long hair. Like she doesn't really do the dance, the promoting music
mm-hmm.
challenges, but she does the other trends.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like building the foundation
mm-hmm.
to get to promoting her own music, which I think is kind of smart.
That's going to be you soon.
I hope. I mean, she's the one that I've been telling you about, that she's studying musical production.
Mm.
So, and she's actually pressuring me. She's like, send me your stuff. And I'm like, wait, I started the semester. Hold up. I got to get my my podcast radio host lenses on. Give me a second. You know how professors do it?
Oh yeah. My God,
I love when they do that. Let's put on our thinking hats. I feel that's very cute.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, any final thoughts on TikTok and music?
I'm just excited to see like what else people have to show. Like I'm not completely against TikTok blowing up music.
No, definitely. Because again, it is a way to discover new things, to discover new people, new music. And again, I would have probably gotten into Mitski that much if it wasn't for TikTok. Because it at least showed me like, okay, this is like her biggest song right now. And then that got me hooked on.
Yeah.
For me, I would say that the more we talked about it, I see that TikTok is a new Tumblr, but it just has that visual component and that challenges composition. Because, like, you didn't see people on top. I mean, maybe they did, like, the reblockchains, but it's not the same as, I don't know, Duet With Me, You're Blue, whatever. I don't know. But, like, obviously, it's a tool and it has its lows and its highs. But, again, it's what you make of the tool. So, if you're smart about it, just don't do a song 100% for TikTok. Do it for you, please.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that Drake song 2.0. That's actually awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any closing comments now before we actually wrap up?
Nope. I have none. I feel like I've said everything I was really thinking
Fair.
About.
Yeah. Okay, everyone. So that is our episode and our first episode of the semester. So
yay, happy
we did it, and in our new studio, which we will tell you if they actually put on our names, because if they don't, you know, I'm gonna sue. We did pay money for that.
We'll be contacting them.
Imagine if they're outside the door.
I know. Like, damn, why are they still like, talking about
what
that?
Are you doing? But again, yeah, you can please keep, if you haven't, there's other episodes in KCR on demand, past episodes, and we'll keep uploading episodes until the end of the semester. And as always, you can follow me, not Amara, because she doesn't have Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram as mel_flowers. And again, I'm a musician, so you have to support me. I don't make the rules. I see Amara nodding, so she agrees
yes,
with me.
Yes, I agree 100%.
That is all. And as always, support your local artist. Bye, everyone.